11. Snow butterflies. What is it going to look like? I ask my cousin Carla. It's hard to describe, Carla says. Just wait and see. We are staying with the Garcias and Queens until we find our own place nearby. Mommy and Lucinda and Mundine are inside with the rest of the cousins and my aunts and uncles and grandparents, but Carla and her sisters are standing with me in their backyard in mittens and hats and coats, waiting for my first snow to fall. All day the radio has been predicting a white Thanksgiving. The gray sky looks heavy and low, a piñata filled with snow. Carla has grown up a lot since last year when we were best friends back home. She wears her hair in a flip with a hairband instead of tucking it behind her ears and puts glossy stuff on her lips so they don't chap, she says, but it looks sort of like lipstick. She speaks English so fast that sometimes I have to stop her and say, por favor, en español, which Tia Laura loves to hear, as she worries that the girls are forgetting their native language from having to speak only English in school. Usually it doesn't snow this early, Carla is saying. She talks as though she's lived in the United States all her life. This is special, Anita. It brings good luck if it snows before Christmas, Yo adds. You're making that up, Carla cuts her eyes at her younger sister. And maybe Yo is inventing things again. But I think it